Good morning and welcome to the way into Cork City from Glenmire. I'm Paul O'Mahony and I might as well use the time productively while I'm driving the car to share some thinking and some conversation with you. Otherwise, what I'm reduced to is simply driving the car and avoiding the traffic and trying to avoid collisions. All of which is a benefit to me and other car drivers, but it's of absolutely no use to any of my friends. So here I am driving down past St. Luke's, which is a hill that runs down into the city. And if I ran down the hill without stopping, I would run straight into the River Lee and I would make a splash because this old Saab would not float. I'm looking for a new car. And that's kind of very much on my mind. So if anyone out there has a nice car they want to sell in Cork, and please don't spam me with all sorts of websites from America. But so I need another car. And I need another car because this one has something wrong with it, which isn't worth my while to repair. So it's about time to bite the bullet and get a new second-hand one. I would never dream of buying a new car, I have to tell you, just as I would never dream of buying a new set of golf clubs. These things depreciate at such an alarming rate that you might as well let somebody else take the depreciation. And modern cars are so good that after they've done 20 or 30,000 miles, they've barely been run in. I grew up in a world in which cars had to be run in. They had to be driven at a certain speed, and it was almost like, potty training a puppy, which is much too close to what is really going to be happening in my life in the next few months for it to be a joke, because I'm about to become the proud joint owner of a little dog. And this little dog is going to cause immense disruption and challenge and pleasure in the house. And those of you who have a dog are probably saying to yourselves, oh my God, the man is mad. He doesn't have a lifestyle fit to look after a dog. But we will see. I am capable of change. I am capable of caring for another little thing, sentient being. And I'm going to do my best, and certainly it's going to give me an opportunity to empathize with those of you who are not only pet lovers, but pet masters or pet bosses or whatever it is that dogs need in order to feel that they're a valued member of a pack led by a competent leader who will give them clearer orders. And in a style that will be consistent. So as I drive into the Clarion Hotel to meet a number of other people on Twitter this morning, that's it. There are a couple of the things. So it's a dog and a car that are I'm sharing with you. I'll talk to you later. Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye from an overcast central Cork. Bye-bye.